I'm a lover of classical music and I'm a lover of jazz music. And I think there's
the two cannot be reconciled.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, they can.
they may not exist in the same place at the same time.
I like old jazz. I like...
There I'm with you, because if it's got a melody, if it's, you know, traditional jazz, give me some old Louis Armstrong, some Ella Fitzgerald, where there's actually a song there and they're not just noodling, you know, incessantly.
Yeah, and it's taken me a while to get used to some of the noodling. When I first entered the foray of listening to jazz, I couldn't stand, you know, Miles Davis. But then the more I listened to it and could pick out the melodies or just kind of go where they were wandering and hear more of the instruments, I started to understand it a little bit more. There's still so much more I don't understand about it, but it's like classical music. It's like, what do I go away feeling at the end of the day? And I think there's as much of a discipline with jazz as there is with classical music.
Tell us about Bolero. What do you like about it?
I've always been fond of Bolero by Ravel, but for me, it has a very personal meaning. My husband and I met online, and we were both listening to classical music, and at the time, I was listening to Bolero, and we were instant messaging about it at the same time. And so it's always had very deep romantic meaning for me, and it's always stayed that way with us throughout our marriage.
I think that Ravel's Bolero, more than any other piece of classical music, is the most polarizing of all of them. Everybody loves it or hates it. I don't know anybody who is wishy-washy. Why is that? Is it because it demands so much attention, or is it that it requires so little attention?
I think it demands so much attention. I think one of the best arrangements is one I heard on Classical 89 one morning, which is Cincinnati. The way each instrument sings throughout that, and it just sends chills up my spine. And it's one of those pieces that everybody gets to shine in that piece. And then at the end, when it just kind of explodes with this wonderful music together, I think it's like one of the perfect symphonic pieces out there. I'm Lisa Boyce Hannington, and here is Bolero by Maurice Ravel.